Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Not to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
Jesus said, "Unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." Have you ever wondered why God referenced a child? Let's listen as Pastor Joel continues the teaching series, Let the Children Come.
This text is saying that there's no time for us to cavalierly live our lives our way if you want to resist the devil. The devil's not going to run from you if you're not being humble to God. Just like he did with Job. He said, watch this. Let me mess with him and he'll curse you to your face. That devil is dastardly. He'll do things like that. And he'll say, that's right. Let me work with him, Lord. Let me work with your girl Karen right there. Let me work with Karen. She'll curse the pastor out when I get through messing with her. I've seen it happen. Sister Karen, she's laughing because she's so sweet. That's a little soldier there. For 14, 15 years she's been soldiering that I've known her. She's something else. I don't want to even tell you her testimony. We'll be here for an hour. I can't do it right now, but on Wednesday night we can talk about it. But she got a testimony. But I'm saying that this is how the devil works. I've seen pastors get in fist fights in the church. Members fighting, cursing each other out. One person threatened somebody with a gun. This wasn't a stranger. This is the church. The devil will do it. He'll do it. I'm telling you. That's why he said you got to humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he'll lift you up. He will lift you up. That's what he's saying. We got to submit to God. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He'll lift you up. Humble yourself not by your standards. If we went by our standards, we're all just so humble. Let us tell it. We are very humble. I woke up this morning and said, good morning, Lord. I prayed. Can't remember for who, but I prayed for somebody. I saw the word network last week. TBN. Tain't but nothing. So I must be humbling myself somewhere. I mean, some people don't go to church at all. I go to church on Sunday. You know, sometimes, I mean. See, and to us, it might be humbling. The person might be, they might really think that's humbling themselves before the Lord. We got to humble ourselves by God's standards, right? Seriously. How will you know God's standards if you're not in that word, if you're not trying to grow in the word of God, if you're not putting yourself like that child holding on to their mother's or their father's hand? Amen. And that's what the Lord is talking about. You see, whether you realize it or not, doesn't take long for human beings to become saturated with sin. We're born into it. Ain't no way you can take an infant and put him out on a rainy day and he's not going to get wet. As soon as you come out the womb, sin is on you. You're born into sin. Satan has taken care of that already. What does 1 John 5:19 say? This is one we go over all the time. The whole world lies in the sway of the wicked one. All right? That confirms it for us. We're all born into sin. The whole world, whether you're saved or not, you're still going to be affected by sin. Okay? Whether you have the best intentions, you're still going to be tempted by sin. Huh? Even if you don't know the word, you are in sin because you don't know any other way. See, the devil is, he's got that part sold up. That's why he's the prince of the atmosphere of this world right now for a time. But what the Lord wants to say is, what he says, I want to get you through this obstacle course. I want to navigate you through. I'm going to be the homing light, that red light, that I'm the GPS system that's going to get you through. You don't even have to look at that. You just need to look at me, and I'm going to guide you through this thing. But to get through this thing, you got to humble yourself and let me open you up. You got to let me use my remote to get you through. You cannot shut down on me if you want me to navigate you through this world. That's what it is. That is what it is. Think of it this way. If you were a chimney sweep, you all know what that is. Do they use them today? Over in London and places. But a chimney sweep cleans out chimneys. You know, like on that old movie with Dick Van Dyke. I'm old, y'all. Mary Poppins. Chip chimney, chim chimney, chim chim cheroo. And he's sweeping. He was all dusty. That's a chimney sweep. With the umbrella floating down with Mary Poppins. That's a chimney sweep. If you were a chimney sweep, do you realize how covered you are in soot at the end of the day? Yeah. You'd have to shower over and over and over again to get soot out of you. It's because it's in your nostrils. You ever seen a person that works in the coal mines and different things? When they blow their nose, you see soot. Okay? It's in their ears. It's under their nails. Lungs. You can't clear your lungs. This is how sin will permeate us. Have you been around firemen much in your life? Great guys, but they got a smoky smell. Huh? I know, because police and fire, we go to the fire department. We used to go there to eat, because they got the best food. They eat. Them fellas and ladies know how to cook in the fire department. That's why I did my reports for many a day in the back of the fire department. Parking lot with the food. But when you're around smoke, it's going to get on you, right? Well, then how do you think sin is? We're permeated in it. It takes a lot to clean it out. You can't even see it. You don't know. You're reeked with sin. Huh? That's why Jesus said, don't even talk about it. Humble yourself before me so I can clean you up. Have you ever seen your child and they come in and you go, you need a shower, right? They've been playing outside all day. You said before you go, my mom, I'm clean. I'm really clean. You go, no, you are getting in that shower. Take a bath, run that water, and go to bed. Humble yourself. Jesus wants to get us clean. Does that make sense? And that's what we have to do, humble ourselves. And it only comes through Christ Jesus. Amen. We can't clean ourselves our way. Amen. Uh-uh. My mother used to check us, check behind your ears, and go wash your navel. You know, no dust in the navel, you know, that type of thing. You got to go back in there and get it right. You got to learn how to clean. Well, Jesus cleans us up, okay? He cleans us up. But he can't clean you if you won't let him. Huh? You think you're clean. You think you're all that. Huh? Okay. Remember now, Matthew 7:21 says, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, except he who does the will of my Father in heaven. It says, in that day, many will say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, done many wonders in your name, miracles in your name? He'll declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, those of you who practice lawlessness. That means you've been practicing this for so long. You didn't just slip up a couple of times. You knew you were doing wrong, and you kept doing wrong till it became second nature. When you practice something, it becomes second nature. You do it so much that you can't get away from it now. It seems like the right thing to do. You don't even get convicted anymore. You can go back to drugs. You can go back to womanizing. You can go back to lying. You can go back to robbing and stealing and committing credit fraud and things like that. Got all kinds of IDs in your locker. Practicing lawlessness. Just a good old liar. Just lie about everything. Jesus says, you got to leave that stuff alone. You got to put off that old man. Put off that old woman. Those deceitful lusts. Have you heard that? Let's look at this. Pastor, can you take us to Ephesians? Ephesians chapter 4. I think it's verses 20 to 24.
Ephesians 4, verses 20 to 24.
Yes, ma'am. Can you
tells us,
for us,
but you have not so learned Christ, mm-hmm. if indeed you have heard him mm-hmm. and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man, mm-hmm. which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Absolutely. See, this is food, you all. He says, you've not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and you've been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off these things, your form of conduct, that old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust. Most of the things we do is something that we lust at. It doesn't have to be a lust of the flesh. It can be a lust of power, accolades. That's why some things, I don't mean any harm. I'm all for my brothers and sisters in Christ, but I don't believe in Sunday's best. I don't believe that gospel singers or artists should get awards and say, the best singer of the year. I don't believe that. I believe that's the world, and I believe we copied the world instead of being an example for the world. I believe we should humbly say, I thank God for my gift, but if it'll bring one person to Christ, that's my portion. If it brings 20,000 to Christ, that's my portion. I don't get an award. My reward is in heaven. Okay? I got in trouble for that. I got in trouble at my job when they gave me that life-saving award. I didn't go pick it up, and they didn't understand it because they didn't know the Lord. And they said, this is for you. And I said, that's not my award. And they finally came in there, and they threw it on my desk, and they threatened me. And then it happened again. It happened again with the highway patrol. They didn't treat me as badly, but they did bring this big thing, award, and I said, that's for the Lord. It's my job. More so, just because you save a life on the street, you want to save lives spiritually. I can do more work in this pulpit saving lives, people coming to Christ, than you can pulling somebody out from a beatdown or a shootout or something like that. You see what I mean? And it's God gets the glory. But this scripture talks about deceitful lusts, and we buy into it as Christians. Surely we edify one another, but when we start doing things saying, I'm the best at this, and I'm the artist of the year, well, what about all these other gazillion artists that are out there doing work? What are they, chopped liver? How this? Why don't we all just say we all work for the Lord and let's share in what the Lord has for us? See, we got to know how Satan will blind people. Now you're going into network affiliation, and now you got to side with Sony, who's running the channels. Now you got to start taking God's name out of your music because you do want to be the best on Sunday's best. So now you're doing all these other things, and we get our eyes off of God. Those are deceitful lusts that the devil will put in front of you. I know people don't want to hear it, but I got to tell it like it is, okay? I got to tell it like it is. Huh? Come on. This is the word of God. It's right here in here. I know you said, well, I didn't see that in Ephesians. Well, look closer. And it's this time, let the Holy Spirit go with you, okay? And you'll see it, all right? So I'm going to leave it at that on all that. You all can use your imagination to see what other kind of, to fill in the blanks about our deceitful lusts and habits. We got to leave those old things alone. We got to leave that old stuff alone. You've got to be delivered from it. And you must know that have the discernment to say that, no, I'm still bound. Okay? Yeah, I'm still bound. You wouldn't, a person got two DUIs, drunk, driving under the influences, been drinking since they were 13. They've been on the wagon for 5 months. They've been clean and sober, and you're going to bring them to an alcohol party. They are not ready yet, okay? They got to be delivered from it, okay? So they may think they're ready, but God is saying, you got to humble yourself before me, or you'll never get rid of this old man, these old ways, these old habits, okay? These hobbies or whatever you want to call them. Jesus says you got to come to him as a child. See, a child doesn't fancy him. This is the thing about a child. A child doesn't fancy him or herself, all right, to have all the answers. A child is willing that you tell them the answer. Now, sometimes people lie to children, but we shouldn't. Children want to know, okay? They are inquisitive, all right? They have almost an innocent, I say almost innocent because nobody is innocent in this world, but I do use the term loosely for children. They trust in people. Yeah. They want to know what's going on. I'll admit, children nowadays know more than I know, okay? But they're still inquisitive little ones. My grandson, read me the riot act about my old cell phone. He couldn't stand it, and he told me too. He told me about my old computer. He said, no wonder this thing sticks. You see how Google comes up? It keeps coming up, that? You see that? He said, this means it's old. This means you need a new computer. He was so frustrated with my stuff because couldn't play his games on it. Looked at my phone and said, that's your phone? Like, oh, excuse me. This 8-year-old, 7-year-old telling me about my stuff. But basically, I still give them, they are still sort of innocent. And you still can tell them something, okay? They will listen to you, all right? But children have this trusting nature in them, and they are willing to open themselves up to learn. That's what I'm trying to get at. Children will open themselves up. They want to learn from their teacher, right? Your child at school will tell you what he learned from his teacher. And my teacher told me, that's what Jesus wants in us. That's what we're talking about. Children want someone who is willing to teach and guide them so that they can grow in knowledge and wisdom and truth. What's wrong with the church? Why can't we do that? And that's what Jesus is looking for in potential disciples. He's seeking those who are willing to trust and follow him regardless of what comes. Amen? That's what it is. Pastor, read Proverbs 4. We know this. We said it before. Proverbs 3, 5, 6.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says,
Trust
in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path.
All right. Thank you all for that. This text, of course, we know, tells us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, all our heart. But if that's not hard enough, it says to lean not on our own understanding. That's not easy, is it? Especially when you think you know everything. You want me to leave what I know, Lord? Lord, now you know that person, Lord. You telling me to get with that person? Enter into covenant, relate with that, Lord? That's your own understanding. You don't know how the Lord is going to change that person around next year. You don't know what's going to happen in heaven. You don't even know what your job is going to be. Guess what it's going to be with that person. You don't even know, okay? So especially when we are so-called adult and we've experienced so much in life, how do we put it down and lean not on our own understanding when that's all we understand is our own? See, that's why God has to practically break us down, put us down, leave us down until we cry out to him and say, help me, Lord. Amen? 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 Come on, y'all. This is real talk. Now, I mentioned before that I began studying in martial arts when I was about 17, 16, and I wound up going to Korea, and I studied over there in 74, and I became very proficient in what I was studying, and I thought I had reached the top of my studies. And I came back to the United States, and I found a system that made my system obsolete. I found a system that was so effective in the fighting arts that if I had run into somebody like that, I'd have been chopped liver, okay? But I had trained in this system so long and used the rudiments of this system, and the Lord brought this to my attention the other day. He said to tell that. I trained in this system for so long that that's all I knew. It had become part of me. So when somebody would throw a punch, I would immediately react the way I used to know how to react. Yet I met this instructor who was teaching this other system that just got right to the point, fights over 4 seconds, tops. No sweat, no mess. And my way was sloppy. It was taking a while. It was effective, but it took work. And if you got older, you wouldn't be able to do what you did when you were younger. This other system, you could be 90 years old. It still doesn't matter. Okay? So what I'm trying to say is I couldn't stop doing what I was doing. And I was doing police work, so I was getting into confrontations and fights almost nightly. And then I was in the ring fighting. So, and I was trying not to use what I used to know. I was trying to use what I was learning, but I couldn't learn properly because I was still stuck in where I used to be. And it got to the point where the only way I could do it was to either get knocked out, depend on it totally, leave this alone, my left hand will not go up, I'm going to take a punch, or this is going to work. But I can't keep going back to it. And one day it worked like a clock because I left everything else I learned alone. And then I had arrived at where I needed to be in this new system. You hear what I'm saying? God is saying, leave what you had alone. You can't play both ways. You can't stay in that and do this. Or you'll keep wiffle waffing, going through one or the other. You'll be double-minded, unstable in all your ways, unless you humble yourself, get rid of that, and get with me. Is that understood? That is what he's saying. That is what Jesus is saying. To come to him as a child. As a child. That's what we have to do. That's the bottom line. Got to drop that old form. The old forms that I knew I had to drop to learn the new. Guess what? A child doesn't have a form. A child is ready to be formed. Amen? That's why he wants us to come as children. We need to get ready to be formed and reformed by God. Amen? Amen. That's what Jesus wants us to do. Now, as I prepare to close, let me take you to one other book, one other bit of scripture, which should help us to glean and pull together the concept of how the almost innocent nature of a child is necessary in order to develop in Christ. Pastor, take us to Philippians 2:5-8 and read that for us, please.
Philippians 2:5-8 tells us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you all, saints. Christ himself identifies with being humble in the highest form of humility, which was to give his life to the point of death on the cross. That's humbling yourself, you all. He's not asking us to do that. He's asking us to humble ourselves as a child. So he set the bar for us. Amen. He set the example. This scripture talks about it. This is what it's talking about. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, be in the form of God. He didn't consider to be robbery with God. But he made himself of no reputation, becoming a bond servant. That's a slave. That's humbling yourself lower than a child, actually. He just wants us to humble ourselves as a child. I pray that we can do that. In closing, please understand that Christ Jesus is our teacher, all right? And when he says, let the children come, that includes us, for we are indeed children of God. Let us come looking to become disciples of Christ. Amen?
Amen. Scripture tells us to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift us up. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. We appreciate your partnership and financial support. All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow him. Thank you for choosing to fellowship with us today. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Listen, while you're there, connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. In need of prayer or encouragement? We're here for you. Call 707-759-5244. Join us for our weekly Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks again for tuning into Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of this life-changing series, Let the Children Come with Pastor Joel. Until next time. God is free.